For those in parts of the country lucky enough to have been spared by the damage caused by Hurricane Sandy, life goes on. And for many, that means heading out for Black Friday shopping tomorrow, or maybe even tonight. Whichever day they choose, shoppers may encounter protesters outside their local Walmart. Union-backed organizations plan to picket selected stores across the country. Walmart has gone to the National Labor Relations Board to stop the protests, but no decision has been made. To find out more, we turn to journalist Charles Fishman. He is the author of a book about Walmart called The Walmart Effect. He joins us from Mexico City. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, who is organizing this protest against Walmart?
Well, there are a couple of new groups that are ostensibly employee groups. One of them is called Our Walmart, and they've actually been organized with union backing, the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, which is a big retail union. And the groups include a fair number of current Walmart employees, some union people, and some former employees. What's interesting about this set of protests is, first of all, they have announced that they hope to protest outside 1,000 Walmarts in the United States. That's one out of four Walmarts. And they're not immediately talking about trying to unionize Walmart. They talk about trying to make Walmart a better company and a better place to work.
Well, could you be specific about what they hope to accomplish?
I think the long-term goal is to improve the way Walmart manages employees. Given that most Walmart employees don't make more than a few hundred dollars a week, the cost of health insurance is significant, and there's pressure for Walmart to cover more of that cost. And then wages themselves, the workers would like Walmart to pay more. But what these groups are actually trying to do by protesting on Black Friday is connect with customers, raise public awareness. In the last 10 years, it's become clear that Walmart actually will respond to public outrage over its practices and change those practices.
So that's why they picked Black Friday, I guess.
Exactly. It's an effort to say to people, you may like the prices, you may appreciate, you know, the range of merchandise that Walmart offers and the convenience, but if you actually knew what it was like to be an employee here, that would give you some pause. We're here to tell you what it's like to be an employee here.
Well, what about the thing that the management always raises about efforts to organize at Walmart, that Walmart workers just don't really believe that the unions can do that much for them?
Most people don't have any sense of what a union could provide. They don't know people who work in union-organized companies or industries, and the unions are promising things that most people don't have any experience hearing about happen from their friends and colleagues. And so it's much more of a commentary on the relevance of unions and their ability to communicate than it is about whether Walmart's a good place to work or not.
So based on Walmart's history, what would be your thinking about this kind of educational protest? What would be likely to be the outcome, do you think?
Well, what I think is interesting about this effort is that it's very savvy. Walmart can't send 1,000 teams from headquarters out to battle this. And I think it may actually begin to have some results. The really interesting thing is going to be to see whether the groups that are trying to raise awareness this morning actually get protests at 1,000 stores. That will send a message to Walmart's customers and also, importantly, to Walmart.
Charles Fishman is the author of The Walmart Effect. He joined us from Mexico City. Mr. Fishman, thank you very much.
Thank you.